Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thanks for coming back to my channel. Sorry about the probably excessive refulgence here. And this is about 80 years since the Nuremberg trials. Anyway, so 80 years since they opened. They're marked in particular by the Russian Federation. In case you don't know, the Nuremberg trials was an international criminal tribunal held at Nuremberg, Germany. Although officially the headquarters was in, it was in East Berlin, the Soviet state of occupation, to try some of the top alleged war criminals of the Third Reich. And I say alleged, and almost all of them were convicted. So they turned out to be definitely very, very serious war criminals. So there was a Statute of London in the middle of the Second World War about this. And so they got there were judges from France, the United States, the United Kingdom, and the Soviet Union. It also is the event that initiated simultaneous translation. To have someone say his piece and then an interpreter say it in the different languages was too much. So headphones and is translated in real time like that. Okay, so they got sentences from death down to was as little as 10 years. And that was really unprecedented, an international criminal tribunal for murder on an industrial scale. But Putin's Russia is perpetrating its pseudo history as usual, and abusing the Nuremberg trials to justify its crimes and to false accuse others of crime. So, and it was also a Soviet jurist who's partly behind this, and coming up with these doctrines of crimes against humanity, crimes against peace, war crimes, and so forth. There were already the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention, and so forth. There's another fact that Das Dritte Reich was in material breach of the Pact of Paris, the so-called Kellogg-Briand Pact of 1928, and indeed the League of Nations Charter. Having said that, Germany had withdrawn from the League of Nations in 1933, so arguably that wasn't something that impinged upon them. So anyway, the mythos put about by the Putin regime is that really the Soviet Union saved the world, and it's true that the Soviet Union did more than anyone else to defeat the Third Reich, but overlooking the fact that the Soviet Union was so evil, it was eclipsed only by the Third Reich, and the Soviet Union was just so cruel, so oppressive, so murderous that some people imagined that the Third Reich was not quite as bad by comparison, and they drove people in the arms of the Nazis as the only ones they saw could liberate them from Stalin's genocide. And obviously, we all know that the Third Reich committed a genocide of its own, the Holocaust, not against the just against the Jewish people, against Gypsies and others. Okay, so it really is sickening to hear Putin's regime claim that that his regime embodies the spirit of Nuremberg, where that couldn't be further. So Putin has often spoken about that. So in 2014, the Russian Criminal Code was amended to say rehabilitation of Nazism is a crime, and if you dispute any of the facts established by the Nuremberg International Military Tribunal, then that's a crime. So, I mean, I don't agree that people should be allowed to, shouldn't be allowed to argue against that. I'm very anti-Nazi myself. If people want to espouse Nazi opinions, that is rebarbative, but they must be allowed to do so. That's what freedom is. You know, and that's what Nazis would do, is say people are not allowed to question them, disagree with them. So this is preposterous. It must have real freedom, including for stupid and wicked people. Anyway, so they've abused this trial to try and say that their war against freedom in Ukraine is somehow an anti-Nazi campaign. So they were staging a exhibition at the Manege, as the old indoor riding stables by the Kremlin, about the Second World War. The Orthodox Church is on board, which has really just been co-opted by the state for a very long time. They've got a full-scale replica of the main courtroom where the Nuremberg criminals were put on trial and things like that. The Soviet prosecutors found it difficult to ask questions without knowing the answers in advance, because of course, show trials in the Soviet Union, people were tortured into just you know, giving rehearsed lines when they were on the stand. Goodness. So anyway, so that's why the Putin regime has put out this document to say that what they're doing is really fighting for humanity. Talking about the Holocaust is right that they do, overlooking their own enormous war crimes, which are going on today in Ukraine, the Bucha massacre and other things, and large-scale rape, the torture of prisoners of war, and so forth. And we know this from the testimony of people who come back, and you might say, oh, the Ukraine prisoners of war released were lying, but you can see things like having tattoos put on them, having been burnt with the words "Glory to Russia" burnt into their skin. So you don't get stronger proof than that, as well as medical evidence from their medical examinations when they were freed, and so forth. Okay, so anyway, one of Putin's own pet so-called historians, Yevgeny Spitsin, has produced a document, Crimes Against Humanity, Historical Retrospective and Contemporary Legal Practice. Now, this is quite sickening coming from a Holocaust denier, as someone who denies the many atrocities perpetrated by the Soviet Union, including the mass murder of Polish prisoners of war at Katyn, something Putin himself apologized for. And remember, the Polish prime minister was at present was killed coming back from Smolensk in 2010, just after Russia apologized to Poland for that. And increasingly, the Putin regime has been denying that these crimes were committed by the Soviet Union, something which Putin himself said was the case. Okay, so there's a Katyn museum now claiming no, this is perpetrated by Germany, not the Soviet Union. It was perpetrated by the Soviet Union, and the Soviet government even admitted it in 1989. Okay, and so anyone who wants democracy in Ukraine is a neo-Nazi. I mean, Ukraine voted for independence in 1991, an 85% vote on an 85% turnout. Even you take all the non-voters, other than no voters, that's still 70% of people voted for independence. Should Ukraine be independent? Yes or no? I mean, I wouldn't have a strong view on that, but as a high majority of them want to be independent and has been internationally recognized, they definitely have the absolute right to independence. No question about that. Okay. And so we go on. So it was the United Kingdom, first of all, said they ought to document crimes. The United States came along with this, and eventually the Soviet Union joined in. So investigating all these crimes, I mean, Churchill said, let's have summary execution by firing squad at Nazi war criminals. And I think it was right to have a trial to show Germany what a fair trial was, to document it exhaustively and things like that. All right. So crimes against peace, and that's exactly what Russia's doing. An unprovoked war against a country which hasn't fired a shot against them, which didn't claim a millimeter of their territory, and Russia invaded in 2022, or you could even say in 2014, a country even Russia recognized. Even Russia recognized its borders. Even Russia recognized Crimea was part of Ukraine. Even Putin himself signed a treaty to that effect in 2003. The Russian parliament ratified that treaty. So you can see how it's the big lie theory, just like Nazism, the up is down. That's the topsy-turvydom of Putin. One thing that the Russian government did is to overlook the genocide against Jews, just count them as Soviets. And they often were Soviet Jews. There were some Jews who weren't Soviets, but Jews singled out for annihilation because of their ethnicity and or faith and so forth. Or what the Putin government now is saying that the SS wasn't dubbed a criminal organization. It was designated a criminal organization at Nuremberg and so on. So you can see how they are acting as historianists about these 22 defendants and the various Nazi organizations. So it's revolting that they should be doing this. And the Russian Foreign Ministry's main spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova herself, is abusing the memory of Nuremberg again to attempt to excuse Russia's crimes against humanity in Ukraine and elsewhere. And overlooking the fact that the Soviet Union started the Second World War as an ally of Germany in 1939, attacking Poland, part of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, and the Soviet Union invaded more countries than Germany did initially, invaded Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, and indeed Romania, taking Moldova and so forth. So, how revolting and false and cynical is all that? Okay, but anyway, no one should feel permanent guilt. There's no guilty nations, although there's innocent nations and so forth. The 43-page program about this Nuremberg exhibition doesn't include the words Jews or Holocaust at all. Just says it's a genocide of the Soviet people. And okay, plenty non-Jewish Soviet citizens were murdered, civilians were murdered. That is absolutely true. So I can see that there's a danger when focusing too much on one group. Okay, so that's it. It's not surprising. It's very dispiriting, but we mustn't allow the Putin regime to get away with these lies. And unfortunately, there are a lot of dimwits who'll fall for these lies. Goodbye.